One lesson I learned from my mother was, she used to tell me all the time, she would say, young man, if you want to be treated like an adult, you're going to have to act like an adult. And I can't tell you how many times I heard that. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to legal entities. If you want to get the limited liability protection that's afforded with a legal entity, that liability protection against these lawsuits, you're going to have to make sure you conduct your affairs as would a legal entity. That's going to mean you've got to keep records. You've got to hold meetings. You've got to have minutes of those meetings. You're going to adopt resolutions. And two things. Number one, from an asset protection standpoint, you definitely want to make sure you've got that information, because if somebody sues you and you don't have the records to produce, all of a sudden you've lost that liability protection because they could pierce your corporate veil. And that piercing of the corporate veil is not just for corporations. That's also being carried over into limited liability companies, also into partnerships. Well, when you look at that, the second thing, and we'll talk about this again at a later time, a little bit about taxes. The IRS is really cracking down on those companies that don't keep proper records, that don't have the actual records as far as the meetings, the resolutions, the things that authorize their actions that they're taking deductions on. So we've got to make sure that you think things through, because when you say, do you want this asset protection? I tell people all the time, understand this is going to be a change in the way that you do things. This change will reap enormous, I mean fabulous, investments for those people who are willing to make some changes. So think things through. Make sure that you understand what you're getting yourself into. I can't imagine anybody that wouldn't want to do this, but understand this is a commitment. The workbook, the audio here, everything is designed on taking action. I implore people to take action. The first step is making that commitment that you are willing to do what it takes to safeguard your assets, not only for yourselves, but for your families.
Well, if we're going to set up several entities, as you seem to be suggesting, aren't I going to get overwhelmed with paperwork?
You know, that is such a common question that I get, because people say, oh no, now I'm going to have to do all this paperwork. I'm going to have to hold these meetings. And it's funny, because a lot of times, you know, one of the things that we do at the start of our seminars, we go around the room and have people introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves. And I had this guy one time who was an executive with IBM. And he said, you know, part of the reason I'm here is that he was getting actively involved in real estate and he wanted to leave his job. And he said, my goal is to never go to another meeting for the rest of my life. And, you know, everyone in the class kind of laughed at that and different things. But then we got into talking about the legal entities, and we talked about, say, the records. The great thing about these records, you know, you can go someplace like, say, picturesque Sedona, for instance, and have your annual meeting there. And then you talk about the gorgeous views that are there with the red rocks and all the things that you can see. And guess what? You can do that in a tax-deductible manner. But the key is you've just got to take some notes on the meetings that you held, and you've got to make sure that you authorize some of your things. What I've found is that people love to do that. This particular gentleman I spoke of earlier, the IBM executive, he said, you know what? I've just decided I'm changing my goal. He said, my goal is no longer to never go to a meeting. My goal is to have more meetings, because he found that he wanted to have more meetings because of the benefits he was able to get. Number one, he's taking care of business, knowing that he's complying with the requirements, the legalities that are associated with the legal entities. But at the same time, he's having the time of his life doing it.